From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, April 18th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office reported on Monday, April 17th, that state troopers issued more than 15,000 tickets during the Operation Hang Up traffic enforcement period, including 2,000 for distracted driving. The effort targeted those who use electronic devices while driving. Of the 15,000 tickets issued statewide from April 6th through April 10th, 2,000 were for distracted driving and nearly 4,500 for speeding. The greatest number of tickets for distracted driving were written in the Upper Hudson Valley. The campaign was funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Paul Nelson is reporting in the Times Union that Schenectady will not become a sanctuary city. Instead, the council on Monday, April 17th, chose to support a five-paragraph resolution urging the federal government to enact comprehensive immigration reform. The measure, from the City of Orlando and supported by the U.S. Conference of Mayors, calls on the federal government to enact reforms and I quote, enforce the nation's immigration laws in a humane manner that does not disrupt the lives of any residents, end quote. Multiple proposals were considered by the council, including two resolutions tailored to Schenectady. Residents had appeared at council meetings and spoke in support of a sanctuary city resolution, saying they wanted to ensure that city police were not cooperating with federal agencies to arrest or detain immigrants. Councilman Vince Riggi said city residents have reached out to him on the issue and are, and I quote, dead against any sanctuary city, end quote. And veterans groups and law enforcement officials are calling this a, and I quote, solution without a problem, end quote. Hudson, Albany, and Bethlehem have declared themselves sanctuary communities. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that a brush fire consumed 3 acres on Del Mio Lane in Freehold on Sunday, April the 16th. Fire officials at the scene reported no injuries or damage to the nearby property. Freehold Assistant Fire Chief Michael Cargo said the fire started around 4 p.m. in the woods along the road. It took firefighters nearly an hour to contain the fire, and trees on the edge of the woods had to be cut to prevent them from catching fire, Cargo said. The cause of the blaze has not yet been determined, but Cargo said arson was unlikely. Freehold Fire Company Chief Wade Davis called the combination of high temperatures and strong winds on Sunday a, and I quote, perfect recipe for brush fires, end quote. On Monday, April 17th, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo urged state residents to take steps to prevent wildfires in light of the above-average temperatures forecast through the end of June. Those conditions make it more likely for wildfires to start and quickly spread. A statewide ban on open burning is in effect through May 14th. Open burning is the single greatest cause of wildfires in New York. Cuomo urged extra caution in the eastern part of the state through 8 a.m. Tuesday morning due to wildfire conditions. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Hudson Board of Education last week adopted its 2017-18 budget totaling $46.57 million, which requires a 2.19% tax levy increase for district residents. The measure goes in to voters on Tuesday, May the 16th. Under the new spending plan, the district would continue all non-mandated programs and hire additional staff while maintaining mandated programs. Following the adoption of the 2017-18 state budget, the district learned it will receive $360,000 more in state aid than anticipated. Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer said, and I quote, usually we have a gap to close. This year we didn't, end quote. New staff positions include one more 5th and 6th grade teachers, additional 2nd art and music teachers, a secondary school math coach, a full-time associate principal for the intermediate school, a human resources specialist, and a behavior specialist. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that changes to the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline route in New Jersey are not enough to overcome the concerns expressed by critics that the lines could not be used to export highly volatile Bakken crude oil. The comments were made on Friday, April the 14th, after New Jersey Sierra Club members issued a press release noting changes in the project's map appear to eliminate all but one refinery as possible connections. Haley Carlock, Director of Environmental Advocacy for Scenic Hudson, said the change could be considered a victory, but warned that Pilgrim Pipeline has discussed their options. She said, and I quote, rather than going to a refinery, they could bring the crude instead to marine terminals for export, end quote. Carlock added that while refineries have said they do not currently intend to deal with Pilgrim Pipeline, there is always a chance the positions can change. Officials from the State Department of Environmental Conservation and the State Thruway Authority are reviewing an application from pipeline developers for a two-line system that would be constructed on approximately 95 miles of highways right-of-way, as well as use another 25 miles of private property in the state. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that U.S. Representative John Faso has reported a cash balance of $269,000 in his campaign account as of the first quarter of 2017. According to his filings with the Federal Election Commission, Faso raised more than $276,000 and spent $110,000 between January and March 31st. Among Faso's biggest financial supporters, State Republican Chairman Ed Cox, investors Paul Singer and Daniel Sinner, and Stewart's Shop Chairman William Drake. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 59 degrees. For Tuesday night, increasing clouds with a temperature low around 40 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 54 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers again, cloudy with a low around 45. And on Thursday, a chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 58 degrees. Thursday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be cloudy with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 6:08 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:41 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 18th day of April 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.